All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And Richard, today with car reviews, we're going to get into some EVs because I drove one at the same time you were driving one. I had some folks on Saturday on Drive Radio talking about the very thing. I said we give a full review today because we had questions that came in Saturday, so sort of delayed that to where I knew you'd be on with me today. We could get both of these done. So I'll let you start. What did you just drive?
Yeah, so I just got done driving a 2023 Volkswagen ID4S, which is part of their new, I guess, well, not new, but obviously it's part of their 2023 model year ID4 in that it's was part of their one introduced in 2021. It's got a single rear wheel drive motor, right? A little bit smaller battery. You can get about 208 miles on just the S. There's a lot of different trim varieties of this. They've got the standard, a pro, an S, an all-wheel drive pro, and all sorts of different ones in here. But the biggest difference is you can get the ID4 in either a single motor or a dual motor, which obviously gives you all-wheel drive.
Right.
And that's obviously the one that we drove, which is honestly a really, really nice, it's kind of a nice compromise depending on how much you want to spend. I was talking to you earlier about it, and you're about $45,000 for the one that we test drove, which again was the S. Not every single feature in the world was on it, but quite a bit was on it, and it was a great vehicle to drive, like I said earlier, or I don't think I said it, 208 miles that you can get on a full charge. But something that was intriguing about this, Dad, and I'm not sure if this was just due to the size, but this is real-world testing. This is not a sheet that I've gotten from Volkswagen or anything of that, which is I was able to plug this vehicle in at night after I was down to about 70% battery, so lost about 10%.
And this is a non-EV charger, just a regular wall outlet, right?
Correct, yeah. I'm just plugging this into my regular wall outlet in the garage, and I was able to get back to 80%. And some of you are going to say, well, Richard, why are you at 80%? Why not go to 100? Well, folks, especially for electric cars, but this is also the case for your normal cell phone and computer battery, right, Dad? They work the best when they are between 10% and 80%.
Right.
It's just how battery technology is. And now if you need to go that extra, you know, that extra mileage that the 20% gives you, you can charge it to that. But just for the best battery life, that's what they recommend. And so on a lot of vehicles, you're going to start seeing this, Dad. And it's actually something I think that Volkswagen is doing pretty good at kind of letting people know. But it was fascinating to me because I was able to do that overnight. And so I really never fell below about, you know, I was able to charge at work, but I never really fell below about 60% on the battery, which was really great. Yeah. And even on the weekend, I was able to charge longer. So with saying that, Dad, there are some cool features, and I encourage folks to head to Volkswagen's website to check it out because they have some cool perks, which is you actually get unlimited 30-minute charging sessions at Electrify America for the 3 years.
Okay.
Which is a really great feature for this. And you can actually go you can go from 10% to 80% within those 30 minutes. So again, a great feature, Dad. I think that's something that a lot of manufacturers are going to start doing. They're going to kind of start incentivizing people with some different agreements, with some different charging stations around the, you know, around the world, around the United States, obviously. But back to the car itself, Dad, we've driven this car before. Really is a fantastic vehicle, smooth to drive. You're going to talk about it when you talk about yours. The electric car experience is just a little bit different. It takes a little bit getting used to, but the nice thing is it's got instant torque. You don't have to you know, worry about anything else. The nice thing is you get in this car and you press the brake pedal and it basically turns on. You actually don't even push the button to start it. You just push the foot on the brake pedal, kick it into gear. You go there. It's easy to activate the regenerative braking. Lots of great features there. So, again, folks, if you're in the market for a car, and essentially this is, for folks that don't know, Dad, this is a Tiguan Electrify.
There you go.
And it's got slightly bigger room in it, slightly more room, I should say, in it, just because obviously it doesn't have some of the other components that a normal combustion engine does, but just for folks on the lookout there. So with that being said, head to your local Volkswagen dealers. These are actually really hard to come by, Dad, so maybe be on the lookout for an older model of these. Again, they came out in 2021, but a great vehicle nonetheless. Head to your local Volkswagen dealer and let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.